Blog Talk Radio. the child, 5 years old, end up dying from internal injury. So I want to get y'all comments back on that. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Now, you know when there's rain, there's always the rainbow that always come after it. And I want to bring some highlight to the five-year-old situation because Bentley Green is the truth. He is a six-year-old rapper. Not only did he have a hot, he redid Tupac. His name is Bentley Green. Y'all want to go to YouTube and Google this little boy right now. His name is Bentley Green, and he redid a song, Dear Mama. You know, this little boy raps so hard, he better than like 70% of rappers right now. And not to mention, he was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he did a rap for her. That was hot, too. So y'all make sure y'all check Bentley Green out, and we definitely going to get into the Hot Mess News in about, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes because I know y'all want to give y'all feedback on that situation. I'm going to turn it over to you, Tay, because you got some hot music popping for us.
Yes, 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 yes. Got a lot of music, going on tonight. Definitely got a lot of calls on the line, though. A lot of people already trying to get in. Should I see what's good first?
You might as well go ahead. We love our callers. We love everybody that tune in, and we definitely want to get y'all feedback. So go ahead and take a call.
All right. Let's see. First, we have 973-444. You're live, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot
hey.
ENT. What's good?
Hey, hey, hey.
What up, what up?
How y'all doing tonight?
Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing very good. And, you know, Miss Diva Mary Kay, you already know you my sister. I love you.
That's my baby. Yeah.
All that. Yeah, I felt good calling in. I had me a good topic and everything. But then I heard you talk about how this young lady killed her young man. Like, come on. That just tore me all up. It's ridiculous. Because out here in the hood, a couple of days ago, a grown man was arguing with a 13-year-old boy. Instead of him just standing there slapping him in his mouth, which would have been not okay, which would have been screwed up too, but not only did he do that, this guy, he leaves, go get a gun, come back and shoot this 13-year-old little boy, and he's a grown man. I was on YouTube, and I was watching, I don't know what made me go, I don't know how I got to teachers hitting on students, but I got to teachers hitting on students, and I watched how a grown woman straight blackened the 13-year-old little boy eye, busted his lip, his nose, and everything. That is just ridiculous. There's so many ways you can chastise a kid without putting your hands on a kid. And at the same time, that child's mother or father didn't give you permission to put your hands on that child, so you don't have no type of rights to put your hands on that child. You can say whatever you want, whenever you want, but your hands is your hands to yourself, not nobody else's.
Okay.
It's just ridiculous out here in the hood with our black people. Our black people is just not right now. They need to pull themselves together and get their shit right now, because it's not right. Like, we already struggling. We already been struggling. Now we got to struggle with some in-house shit. Like, I'm not liking it. It's pissing me off. It's really pissing me off.
And I can definitely understand that. It is getting warm, you guys. It is getting hot outside. You know it's going to be a lot of disrespectful kids. But as an adult, you control the situation. It's either a hit or miss situation, and you have no business, whether it's your child or not. And my condolences go out to the family for the child who was murdered in the street. It's already enough that they got to worry being young and black, but worry about being killed in the streets by gang members or by the police or just by, you know, getting jumped and beat to death. If a child is mouthing off at you, you may want to think about 90% of my reaction after this is 90% of my attitude is going to affect my reaction. Now, they most likely either on the run or they caught the dude, but you can't bring that woman's child back. You can't take back what
exactly.
It didn't make you do anything. You chose to do that. So my condolences go out to the family, and my condolences go out to the five-year-old. So, you know, we definitely don't condone that. I mean, and our queen, I thank you for calling in and laying out on us, man. Tay, I'm going to throw it over to you. I know we got more hands up before we get to this music.
Okay, okay. Let me hit up real quick. Let's see. 908-202, you're live Frontline Friday. What's good?
It's Guru.
Yeah, it's Guru, man. What's good, Tay Black? Give him every K. I just want to say shout out to all the listeners that's rocking with Diva Mary Kay, you know, because her numbers is definitely climbing, you know, so we definitely appreciate everybody that's showing support. Shout out to Phenom Radio. And I'm calling to support, you know, some new artists tonight, man. Got me warming it up, man. We got Blue Cold Music coming on the air from Memphis 10. They got a hot joint called What It Is, man. You know, I'm going to be rocking with them on the promotion and marketing of their music to help them get some buzz for all these cats up north and out west, because they're from the south, so we got to support the south too, man. So shout out to Tay Black moving around through the south, because you know we support the south. You know what? Shout out to all my Jersey fans. I appreciate what Tay Black is doing with the show tonight, holding it down. See, he in command. Boy, I was like, damn, wait a minute. Take like one of the shit. Okay, that's what it is right there. Leave Mary Kay. Boy, she's putting cats to work right now, man. You want to get down with this team, man. You better holler at Diva Mary Kay on Twitter. Diva Mary Kay on Twitter. What's good?
Hey, I like what Guru was saying, you know what I mean? Diva Mary Kay, she's going to put you to work. If you're part of the team, you're going to be working. But, you know, me and Guru know, you know what I'm saying? We run the world.
Yo, that's right, Tay Black. We're going to do a remix to that Beyonce joint. Who run the world?
We're going to have Guru all on that joint. Y'all going to ask for Guru on your song the next time you see him. You're going to be like, hey, Guru, you trying to do my joint? Me and Guru about to tag this remix.
They're going to ask me for features,
yep.
Tay, after we do that joint.
They're going to have to go.
I hate to break up this little party here, but this is Diva Spot on Frontline Fridays. Y'all better know, as Kali told y'all when the show first started, he told y'all, he said it clearly. Now, back to the business. It's Frontline Fridays, y'all. Y'all now tune in to Diva Spot Radio, powered by Phenomenal Radio, Phenom Radio. We definitely going in, co-host Tay Black. We're going to get into some of this music. And when we come back, we're going to take more callers in this. Well, the car crew is lighting up. We definitely going to take more callers. We got some special guests. We got Bruco and DJ coming. We going to play that hot joint, What It Is. And we got that hot mess news about the young female who killed her five-year-old son for breaking the TV while he was playing his Wii. So y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Not only we going to have in the building, we're going to have Miss Nikki Rich live in the building with us. Yo, we networking everywhere. We about money. Let's get into it.
Grind season. Yeah. Y'all niggas already know what season this is, man. It's grind season, man. You know what I mean? Now get in the green. Or you laying under a season, you heard? But if you ain't know, it's something I gotta let you know, man.
Yeah. so efficient. I don't plan to stop my grinding, it's my soul addiction. But get your shit straight, fucker, this is Big K. I'm just a hungry nigga, clearing off the whole plate. Yeah, and when I start, I just can't stop. I'm a beast, I'm scraping out the whole pot. If you cowards front, I'll make your jaw lock. I'm getting crazy money, that'll make your jaw drop. Yeah, I get swapped, something like cash crops. Supply and demand is something that you can't stop. Serving them fiends is something that you can't watch. I'm getting paper, but I'm trying to hit that jackpot. I'm serving fiends, you can call out a head crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for jack. Pocket jack, got a pack. When I spin, I get it back.
Coming in as fast as it's going. Waiting to exhale, bitch, that's the money I'm blowing. Always on my fly shit, yet the money is showing. Money is growing, cause now the money ain't even folding. They let the money console them, I let the money control them. Sitting on top of the world, all I'm missing is Rotem. Heart full of heat, nigga, all I'm missing is Beretta, man. Ain't got a better plan, cause that bitch never ran. I'm in the zone, counting paper while I get a tan. Just me and Benjamin, all because of 100 grand. And if you think I'm playing, just put your order in. Don't really sit in no cost about a fortune. I'm out here killing these bitches like an abortion. All because I'm flossing and they ain't being cautious. I'm in it to win it like fucking raw dogs, nigga. Watching the money multiply, look what I made, nigga.
You you've loved me since the day of my birth. Embraced me when I was at my purest form, so you called me to earth. We were conscious and aware, so we spoke of the truth. Sent a message to the people while we rocking the youth. Reflections of how it is and what it's supposed to be. But seasons change, yet you still remain close to me. And for life, I'm going forever love the loyalty. When you say you love me, I know it's not for my royalty. And I miss how we used to reminisce. Like Mary Blige, I'ma love those moments for life. Nicki Minaj, a new chapter, but we still on the same page. Keep your eye on me like I'm standing on stage. It's still the same game, it's just the players have changed. And if you give up all your fame, I know your love will remain. Long as the sun will keep shining, the heat will be felt. Until we meet again, cause history repeats itself.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now live, Frontline Friday. Diva Spot ENT host, Diva Mary Kay. Make sure y'all follow her at Diva Mary Kay. And, of course, me, co-host Tay Black. You can follow me on Twitter, at TayBlack84. We got it popping tonight. Of course, you already know, if you live on the line, you're tuned in to Frontline Friday. What Diva at? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Diva, what's
you already got some. You already know. Diva is live in the building doing what she's supposed to be doing again. It's Frontline Fridays right here on Diva Spot, powered by Phenom Radio. Go to phenomradio.com right now and check out me and Tay Black and all our whole crew over there that's doing it big. And shout out to Slate Stone, man. We definitely getting it in on Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, north and south. Y'all know we got love for y'all. On Frontline Fridays, all we play is indie, hot indie artists and hot indie music. We definitely got some special treats for y'all. We got Buko and DJ coming to the show. We want chop it up with them. They got this hot track called What It Is, because you already know what it is and what we do right here on Frontline Fridays. We just play the hot track. I like that track right there. Who was that track by, Tay? Because, Tay, you sent me that hot music.
That joint was by Enoch, Persia Red, and Queen Divinity. You know what I mean? The track is called Angela. It's a mix of hip-hop and spoken word, and they definitely represent for the area, DMV all day, so definitely check out the music and keep it going. We definitely got, like, a lot of music. It's not just your average show, you know what I mean? We definitely going to have it pumping, so definitely get at it.
Yeah, we definitely going in the track. The joint before we played the Jada Hood Diva and Five Alive, It's About Money. It's definitely hot. If you're missing out on some of the music or your phone drop or your computer acting like a new nigga, all you got to do is after the show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Now, we're going to get back to this hot mess news for y'all just tuning in. We do hot mess news on Frontline Fridays, and it's something that we can't go without talking about. And I told you I was going to drop a dime on y'all and let y'all get y'all feedback. But there is a story that I ran past within the week, and it was kind of disturbing, but it needs to be spoke on. And being that we as adults, we carry a voice, we need to be able to educate our young queens and kings out here so they won't make a foolish mistake. How this young lady did, she ended up killing her 5-year-old son because he broke the TV while he was playing the Wii game. And I know some of y'all is like, you got to be kidding me, Diva Mary Kay. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't so. So a Bronx mother accused of beating her 5-year-old son to death admitted she lashed out at the child after he broke her TV while playing with his Wii game, but says her only intent was to discipline the boy. And prosecutors, after she had about 5 interviews with police officers, what is stated in the report, not to say that it's true, because you know how the media can get. It says, she said, I hit Jamar twice in the back, twice in the stomach, harder than I ever hit him, she told the police. The blows were so forceful that the child became gravely ill, slowly dying from internal injuries. And she's 21 now, and her son is 5. So that means she had that baby at 16 years old. Babies having babies. This is so important, my young kings and queens, that y'all understand that it takes a lot of love and patience to raise a child. And she got so upset behind the fact that he broke the television and playing the Wii that she ended up hitting him hard. So, you know, I've seen it in my family, being in a hood, being around other people, chicks just haul off or males just haul off and pop their kids. Don't pop your kid. You need to come up with some type of plan on how to discipline your kid, because taking something from them is a lot more worse than whooping their butt. Like, seriously. We're going to go to a line. We got the infamous. We got the queen live in the building with us. We got Nikki Rich live in the building with us right now. We definitely want to get her feedback on it, but we can't do it without giving her a proper introduction there. What's going on, Queen? Welcome to the show.
How you doing? Nikki Rich in the building.
Tay Black here. You got to say what's up to the infamous, the most famous co-host, Tay Black. He in the building with us.
Hey, Tay. How are you?
Chilling. I'm chilling. How you feeling?
I am great.
That's good.
Love
That's
from
good.
The Carolinas, you know?
Are you from the Carolinas? Me too.
What part?
Born in Wilson, NC. Went to school in Greensboro. 252 to the 336 all day.
All day.
Oh, I'm from South Carolina. Clemson area.
SC. That was good.
I live in Charlotte now, so 704.
Rapid,
only 704 live in the building. Queen, what you think about the whole situation with the young lady killing her 5-year-old son?
Well, I think it's sad, you know, and like you said, it's young kids raising kids. I mean, you know, there's a lot of parents, what I've seen over the years, you know, with me working with kids, I've seen that it's like a cycle. Like, if you have a young person that's age 15 or 16 that's getting pregnant, that has a child, their mama probably was like that. And then her mama probably was like that. And it just go on and on and on. But to speak on what you were saying about whooping, man, I used to get some beatings. You know, it wasn't, you know, I got some beatings. But I think she just tried to kill her child, you know, just period. But I got some whoopings, and they was all right. You know, I'm all right. I turned out good, you know. I was one of them people, what you call a runner. I used to run from the belt. I was in track. I was a good runner, too, boy. My daddy used to chase me. I used to get them beat down, you know, because mama gave me one. And then daddy would come right.
My mama got smart on me. She said, I ain't going to chase you. She said, you're going to bend over and take these 8 wax, or if you put your hand in front of the belt, you get another one. So you're going to bend. She would literally sit down. Your mother was my ass lazy.
Yeah.
She would sit down.
I used to run
or
the hell.
She would say, if you like, bend over, because I ain't going to chase you. She said, I need energy to whoop you. So Diva Mary Kay got a lot of discipline growing up. But shout out to my mom, Zeus. I love her, man, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be the queen that I am on today.
Thank you.
I'm going to
tell you.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of discipline, but, you know, you just got – I wouldn't suggest for you to whoop your kid while you angry, because about 3 days ago, my son was riding in the parking lot of our complex, and he scratched 2 cars. And I still haven't gave him a whooping, and that was on Tuesday. It's Friday. I may be saving that whooping for Sunday because he going to get it. Now, I did take his bike, and he's feeling some type of way about that. But I didn't whoop him then because I knew I was really too angry. So, Queen, we definitely thank you for your feedback on that. Let's go to the hotline because we got our guests coming, man. I got some hot music and I got some hot guests coming for y'all on the show. Let's go ahead and get the 623-544 live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
Diva, Mary Kay, Tay Black. It's your boy D Slay from the D Hour Show. How y'all doing?
What's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Look, we doing big things, man. What's going
no
on,
doubt.
King? You know we definitely doing it big on Frontline Fridays. You come through, holler at us.
No doubt, no doubt. Thank you for the Oscar. Thank you for the Oscar. I appreciate it. Now, you know what? Tay Black, what's good, bro?
What's going on? How you feeling, fam?
I'm good. You know, I'm listening to you guys talk about the whole situation with the young mother. You know, real talk about that. First of all, she's young. You know, that's the first mistake. If you're gonna decide to have kids, then you need to realize that, like you said, you got to have some patience with them. You know, you need to pick your battles. You need to have patience 24/7. Not patience every now and then, but not patience whenever you feel like it. You got to have patience 24/7. You know, the thing about it is too, growing up, I mean, hey, I got my ass whooped by my mom. You know, moms took care of business. But I think that on top of it, she showed us an equal amount of love, you know, as far as disciplining us. And I think that the problem is that there's a difference between discipline and abusing your kid. That was just flat-out abuse.
Yes.
That was flat-out abuse. You know, there's a difference between discipline and abusing your kid. Yeah, my mama whooped my butt, but you know what? I stayed away from drugs. I stayed away from gangs. I graduated from high school, went to college, and graduated. So evidently, my mom knew what the hell she was doing. You know, that's the realness. That's the realness. Evidently, she knew what she was doing. So, you know, like I said before, all you young mothers out there, you got to have patience. You know, I have a little girl, and, you know, yeah, you know, she... You know, she's a kid, and she's going to do kid things. And, you know, I get on her when she do something wrong. I got it to the point now, I ain't got to put my hands on her. I just give her the evil eye. You know, I give her the parent eye.
It's different for dads.
I give her the parent eye, you know.
Y'all got this, men got this unspoken fear.
Exactly.
That you can do to a kid. I don't know what that is, but all dads got it. And it sucks. So I'm at but y'all have an unspoken fear, like in a child, you can just look at them and say about two words, and it's like, man, listen, I don't think I want to mess with him. He crazy. Don't say nothing to him. He crazy.
That's real.
I definitely thank you for your feedback. Yo, y'all now tune in live to Frontline Fridays. Your host, Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black. We doing it live, man. And what's so special about what we do here on Frontline Fridays is we're powered by Phenom Radio, man. Go to phenomradio.com right now and check out everything that we got going out there. Any artists that want to get interviewed and want to get spin on Frontline Fridays, there's a benefit because you also get spun on Phenom Radio, and if you're registered with BMI, you'll get paid for your spins. And if you're not registered with BMI, guess what? PhenomRadio.com will hook you up. All you gotta do is go there, click on the tab that says "Get paid for your spins," and enter your music. Is definitely gonna go into rotation. We all about the business, so y'all make sure y'all.
This
do that,
is
man.
Phenomenal Radio.
And with that being said, we're not, without further ado, we want to get our guests live in the building with us. They got this hot track called What It Is. We got Rico and DJ live in the building with us. That's definitely welcome them to the show, man. Y'all something, baby. What's going on, y'all?
What's good?
What's good?
You already know. Diva Mary Kay, Tay Black live in the building. Holla at us, man. What it is.
What it is. That's exactly what the song say, what it is. So we have to ask you guys what it is.
Oh, it's definitely what it is over here. It's Frontline Fridays where all indie music and all the hot indie artists live. Big shout out to Future Guru 100 for sending this track to me. It caught my ear within the first 5 seconds. That's good for artists. For your song to catch in the first 5 seconds, and you guys definitely brought it. So we definitely happy about that. Tay Black, I know you got a couple of questions for the brothers here. These are two brothers repping Memphis. Oh,
right.
Yeah. It was live in the building, man. It's my brother's keeper.
In town.
That's what's good, man. When did y'all really feel like, yo, I want to make this transition, I want to really push this music as brothers, as a unit? You know, did y'all start it together, like, or did y'all, like, somebody come with it first and then was like, yo, bro, let's go ahead, go in on it? How did that happen?
Well, actually, what it was, because I don't want anyone to get it misunderstood and think we are a group. We are, we're definitely like blood brothers. And what it was, a few years back, I was doing the group thing, and I was taking my brother with me, like, everywhere I go, you know what I'm saying? And it all, you know, if he around it, he's going to adapt to, like, wow, I want to be a part of it. So, you know, it was just like once bringing him on board to be around other musicians and other producers, you know, it was just like a push for him to go ahead and say, well, look, I want to do this. And, you know, after he got to the point, I didn't need to go to no more producers. I had it right at home with my brother. I'm like, man, what more can you ask for? You know, God has blessed us with the God-given talent. So what more do you ask for? You know what I'm saying? He can do it. And we made this record, and we was like, wow. You know, we took the attempt to push several different records, well, a couple of other records, but really not to this extent. So, you know, it was just like a feeling we had with each other. He was comfortable with me. I'm comfortable with him. It was like, let's just go.
That's definitely what's up. The whole family is multi-talented. Your mother is a singer. Is that correct?
Right, she is a singer.
Wow. And what Big Papa doing? What does Dad do? What's his talents? Because we got two of them.
he's a pianist, and he also preach. He also can sing too. I just, you know, yeah, put that in there. But he can sing as well too. So yeah.
Mm. But I singing. Brother singing, everybody over there is multi-talented.
Yeah.
Y'all got enough talent to give to a couple of people who can't sing. I may just have to book a session, you know. I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Thank God for those talents.
Definitely what's up. On the other hand, you, Google, excuse me, I don't want to say your name wrong. Could you please?
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Buko Rockheads. Buko Rockheads.
Thank you, Buko Rockhead. How did you come up with Top 4 Black Woman Lips? So, Buko, I'm going to say it that, excuse me, but how did you come up with this really crafty and unique name?
With the Buko, because at first my name was just only Buko. I didn't have the Rockheads on there. But we came with the Buko because I was my nickname was originally just Boo. So
okay.
I don't know why. And honestly, it's been a couple of people ask me this question. With the Buko, I was like, I could not remember. I know it was me and my brother was talking, but I was like, I don't know what made me just say Buko, and I rolled with it. But the first day I heard it with it, I said, that's got to be my name. But with the Rockhead situation, me and my brother actually came up with that one because it was like I was trying to give it a different name. And I was like, so when everybody hear my beats, what they'll do is, you know, rock the head. So they rock heads. So I want them to go rock heads. So every time they hear my beats, they rock the head. So that's where I came up with that at.
Well, go ahead. I ain't mad at you because I bet you nobody else's name is Diva Mary Kay. And if they got it, they owe me some money because I paid for my name. It's copyright.
Yeah.
No doubt. I paid for this. I paid for them titties. Get your own, yo. You heard? Well, you got this hot track, man. I'm very, I know they anticipated to hear it. Let's go ahead and get into this joint right here called What It Is. Why don't one of y'all go ahead and do the intro for it so we can get right into it and let everybody know you heard it right here on Frontline Fridays.
Right now, this is your boy DJ, the R&B artist out of Memphis, Tennessee. This is my new single, 2011, called What It Is, produced by my blood brother, Buco Rockhead.
Yes, sir.
And when you see me, shawty, go show me love. Going on the road, yeah. What it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. And if you want me to buy you a drink, I tell the club you need what you think. Going on the road, yeah. What it is, what it is, what it is.
Saw you in the center of the flow, girl. I came up and noticed you, noticed you. When you, when you
drop it low, drop, drop, drop it low, low, drop, drop, drop it low.
I'm about to ship the party, why don't you come with me?
Right,
let me take you round town to see my city.
Right,
until you get up with me, you know where I'm at, where I'm at.
I'll be up to butter bottles.
I'm in the VIP or the club. And when you see me, shawty, come show me love. Go on, what it is, what it is, what it is.
Tay Black, repping Wilson, NC, 252, all the way to the DMV, and you are now tuned into Phenomenal Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey yo, Nickel Nine told me not to pay the haters. Mine is good. They say I write your rhymes. That just means you on your grind. I'm in the wind.
Hot joint right there. We definitely going in, man. Let's go ahead and go to the hotlines and get some feedback on that joint right there. We got to go to Tay Black first. Tay Black, how you like that song right there?
That joint was all love, yo. Definitely like what the brothers is doing. I mean, sure. when you got that chemistry and when you work together like that and just get it in, I mean, beautiful music come out, man. I'm definitely feeling that. Shout out to the boys, man.
Appreciate it.
Most definitely. Let's get more feedback. Let's go ahead and get from the infamous Nicki Rich. She live in the building. Queen, what you think about that joint right there? What it is, Babuco and DJ, man.
I was loving that. I mean, that was hot right there. And I said, like they said, it was beautiful music. I mean, it was different.
It definitely was different. I really like how the intro came in, how they just went in, and the vocals were really good. Those vocals is really good. That's something that's lacking right now in the industry, even with mainstream artists, believe it or not. Let's go ahead. We got L.A. live in the building. Oh, it ain't about nothing, Ma. You know, we can send that over to you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more feedback. L Blaze is live in the building. Give us your feedback, man.
Hey, that song was popping like a mug, yo. I was just jamming to it, walking with these school dogs, walking down the Avenue, junk. And we all out here, but we all was jamming to it just now. It was like six of us jamming to that one song on my phone on speaker.
I went from Memphis to Jersey, man.
Exactly. I'm trying to get them. I want them to produce one of my songs, even though I make beats. You feel me? That's hot. Like I want them to get on my song or something. Like, shit. What it is?
We definitely can make that happen. Luco or DJ, why don't y'all go ahead and tell the people how they can get in contact with y'all? What's y'all Twitter and also where to download that song at?
Okay. Well, this Luco Rock is right here, but. You can get me on Twitter at @Buko_Rockhead. And you spell that BUKOH_Rockheads with a Z. RockHeadz. And right now to download the song, actually I think you can iTunes we haven't set that up yet, not yet. But it's on the way to be probably within next week. So on iTunes you can go look it up, all the rest of the rap city, all that you can look it up on there.
Sure, out here.
Nice.
And it's your boy DJ. You can look me up on Twitter at I Love DJ. That's ILUVDJAE. And back to like he said, the song will actually be on iTunes within the next week or so. So you know, as much love as y'all showing us, we need to do it a little sooner than that.
Most definitely. You need to be getting that right now. And it wouldn't be possible without the Mr. Go-To Guy, man, Mr. True Value, live in the building with us. This man, if you want to get yourself branded, if you want that quality promotion, if you want to get hits to your website, if you want to get hits for downloads, if you want people to know who you are, you need to holler at FutureGuru100 at FutureGuru100.com. Definitely did a business little back in the day and look where Diva Spot ENT is at right now. Again, big shout-out to Tay Black and big shout-out to Slay Stone, because if it wasn't for Future Guru 100, I wouldn't have known neither one of them, so we got to get the 20th Century for him.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Diva Mary Kay, and everybody that's listening. You know, just go to my Twitter. You can find me on Twitter, you know, twitter.com, FutureGuru100. You know, FutureGuru100.com coming soon. Listen, I want to give a shout-out to the boys, man. DJ and Buko, man, you know, that's a great record. And, you know, I got the ear for music. I got the spot talent. And it's like a God's gift that I have. So I want to give all the glory to him. But, you know, more than that, like, this is about what we're doing, because, you know, we're doing business right now. And I want to give a big shout-out to Phenom Radio and Frontline Fridays for toasting off my boys right now, because this is one of our debuts, you know, coming together on different media outlets. And we brought it here first, man. We brought it exclusively to Diva Spot Radio. So that's what I want to give out to everybody that's listening. I'm rocking with these cats. I'm doing business with them, and I'm helping them market their music. So when you hear it on iTunes and you see me going hard, you're going to be like, well, damn, I need to be rocking with them too. Like, yo, get on board, follow the movement, because we on. Like, we on right now. It ain't no 6 minutes. We on right now. This is live. You know, so shout out to Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black for breaking that record. I will be breaking that record, man. Y'all going to hear this record. I don't even know, but if y'all see how people in Jersey is feeling these cats from Memphis, then y'all know y'all got a hit. Amanda said he put it on speaker blast for six cats in Jersey, and they rock it just like me, and I'm Jersey all day. And this is what I'm talking about, man. This is how we doing it, man. So we giving it up. This is how we give it up right here. So shout out to the whole crew, and that's what we doing it. Thank you.
That's definitely what's up, man. We, Boogo and DJ, we definitely thank y'all for coming through, and we want to have y'all come back to the show as well so we can have a more extensive interview. And, again, you know, big shout-out to y'all. Big shout-out to this joint. It's definitely going to be in rotation. You guys can definitely hear the music again after the show is done at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And you can go to phenomradio.com and also download our toolbar. Download our toolbar, man. You can get Phenom Radio right on your computer right now. Go to phenomradio.com, download our toolbar, and you can be updated on all the things that we're doing over there. Our team is strong. Frontline Fridays. Big shout out to everybody over there. We got so much stuff rocking. Right now, I'm going to pass it over to Tay Black because we got some hot music for y'all to hear, man, and we about to ride out with that.
Yeah, it's your man, Tay Black. You're now live. Frontline Friday, host Diva Mary Kay at Diva Mary Kay on Twitter. Co-host Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. And big shout out to our guest this evening. You know what I mean? And big shout out to Future Groove 100, the man making it all happen. I'm going to go into some Horseshoe Gang produced by my homie Take Flight. This is called Let's Do That.
Horseshoe Gang, Take Flight. Soot. Y'all really wanna rap with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all really wanna clash with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all niggas too rap for us. You keep acting up unless I'm ratchet buck.
Let's do that. Y'all really wanna beef with us?
Let's do that.
Wanna war on beef with us?
Let's do
that. Y'all wanna send me to the streets with us? Y'all too weak for us. You can't compete.
I'll play anybody body on my shoddy if they struggle my chain. Put a bitch on my arm like I'm courting the dame. Take that bitch out, lay that bitch out, make that bitch shout. I ain't talking about porking the dame. Niggas is tripping off the whips that be dipping, homie. It's so be fitting, that's just course in the rain. You niggas must be kidding me, you never could get rid of me. You niggas in this industry too forced, it's a game. I'm sicker than the rest of them, even iller than who you consider the best of them. He talk shit, put the shoddy to the chest of them. His fam can't identify you from the rest of them. Question, who's iller than me? No one, hoes run. What can he enter the scene? Show gun, hold gun, keep the shimmy with me. Go one and put you motherfucking niggas to sleep. This ain't Facebook, but I put your motherfucking thoughts on your wall. Type a nigga to walk before we crawl. I'm ahead of you niggas when I'm gripping the trigger. Even the cops wanna call the cop. Nigga, the law finna fall. I'm trying to find a way to park time. Rewind and find a dope slap as a ball time. So I can maul all of y'all in y'all prime. Floating off the wall like wall mines. Yeah, I spit it fast or slow. Spit ticket in a cancer throat. I murder your ass with a rap I wrote on the back of a ransom note. Carry your hatchet and rap it, yo. Back fit, bottom line, I'm the Columbine with a Glock. You get sodomized and lobotomized when it pops. When my squad arrives, we colonizing your block. The type of nigga to pitch the shrine, nigga, watch. Give a damn about your street credibility. You better have heat man ability. You'll be dead when the heat bleed. Let finna be tremendous beat. Hit the nigga sipping like the street telling slippery. I'm trying to seek some felicity, peace and serenity. But my enemies keep waking to sleep. And be safe in the beat deceive. I'm making a beat deceive. Wait, I just received an epiphany. Y'all don't win the battle cause you afraid, right? You don't wanna jump on stage. You got stage fright. You rather get into a cage fight with an ace. I'm a great white shark. Y'all barking but y'all can't strike. The heat light up. You stop. Break like strike. Like a thief in the late night. But I ain't Christ. I'm C4 mixed with a G4. I'm explosive and flock your back. I'm finna take flight.
Y'all really wanna rap with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all really wanna clash with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all niggas too rap for us. You keep acting up unless the ratchet bust.
Let's do that. Y'all really wanna beef with us?
Let's do that.
Wanna war on beats with us?
Let's do
that. Y'all wanna take it to the streets with us? Y'all too weak for us. You can't compete with us.
Let's go. Y'all really wanna rap with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all really wanna clash with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all niggas too rap for us. You keep acting up unless the ratchet bust.
Let's do that. Y'all really wanna beef with us?
Let's do that.
Wanna war on beats with us?
Let's do that.
Y'all wanna take it to the streets with us? Y'all too weak for us. You can't compete with us.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. You're now live, Frontline Friday. Let's get into the next one, man. I had so many joints, man. I'm going to give some indie love real quick. Shout out to Jay Blaine.
Already knew the nigga, baby mom. Got all the school fun. How he thought he was the down on the street where it was. Wifey, not his bitch or his hoe. He made me number one in his life. Jumped off his square and didn't even think twice. He fell in love so true. He said he loved the ride shit that I do. Had no idea, not a fucking clue. Met before, but memory fade. He addressed the court, snitched in a stage. Revenge for a nigga that he threw in the cage. Nigga kid. Yeah, I bet you put your hands on me, but in the end, it justifies the means. But even when I say he'll understand when he sees the bag full of all your money in my hands. You loved me, but you had to prove it. Grabbed me by my hand and took me right to it. Let all them niggas know what I say goes. Gave me all the passwords and all the secret codes. I did my best work on him. I put my thing down. Had a feeling like he wore the crown. Till I took the gun out, put the bitch in his mouth, and he still ain't figured me out. I told this nigga I hate you so much, as I looked in his eyes and stared with disgust. Now it's time for you to leave, I tied him to the chair. Open the door and said, just so it's clear, where they're taking you, it's neither here nor there. Of course next year, but you won't make it there. Thank you for the loyalties, you deserve that, it's only fair. Wife, how about the nigga kids? Yeah, I let you put your hands on me, but in the end, it justifies the means. But even when I say he'll understand when he sees the bag full of lawyer money in my hands. Friend niggas be forewarned, beware a woman's scorn. Rat niggas be forewarned, beware a woman's scorn. Rat niggas be forewarned, beware a woman's scorn. Rat
Okay. Yeah. Remember my girl, but you can't forget me. I was facing 25 to L-I-F-E. Had it in for me. We'll see if it bugs you. Lawyers on both sides, jury and judge too. Feeling the worst, you glowing at trial. Dropping dimes like Stitch about to go out of style. The more rat and the more you killing my mic. Look at the face of my kids, it's killing my wife. Locked for 3 years, your bitch ass behind it. But I'm a mastermind, not just criminal minded. My mind's designed, combined with blind times. Got you calling a guy, deep throating a nine. Took everything from me, look what I gave you. She laid what you saved, what you set you up and played you. Hope you rest in pain, fuck rest in peace. You reap what you sow what you reap.
This should be a lesson to all them niggas that pillow talking with your bitch, so she think you a sick. Yeah, you sing yourself from a bed, but if you think about the nigga wife, how about the nigga kids? Yeah, I let you put your hands on me, but in the end, it justifies the means. But even when I say he'll understand when he sees the bag full of lawyer money in my hands. This should be a lesson to all them niggas that stepping. Pillow talking with your bitch, so she think you a sick. Yeah, you save yourself from a bed, but then you think about the nigga wife, how about the nigga kid? Yeah, I let you put your hands on me, but in the end, it justifies the means. But even when I say he'll understand when he sees the bag full of lawyer money in my hands.
This is Phenomenal Radio. Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now live. Frontline Friday. Diva Spot ENT. Host at Diva Mary Kay. Co-host your boy, Tay Black. Hope everybody feeling good. Diva Mary Kay, you're running the world right now. How you feeling, homie? All right, we're going to go back into it. Give me 1 second. You're now live. It's Frontline Friday. We get into a little more music real quick. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay, Future Guru 100. Let's go. We self-made out here.
What is this?
Maybach music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet.
Gotta handle your own.
Maybach music.
I'm gonna handle mine. Look, yeah, they try to tell me I don't fit up in this motherfucker. Cause Rose, they be talking, why you think he Uncle Ruckus? I left Jimmy, they was spinning silly on my bucket. And now I'm rolling with some cooler niggas I can fuck with. You buy the cooler, yeah, you niggas don't get no dick. Bitch, I think I'm Teen Wolf, dog nigga, ballin' bitch. Flies Ricky Steamboat, me and Mama Steamboat. I don't wear no 501,000 jean float. Funny, I Poochie made all the space gone. I went in cause Ricky made my mistakes known. It's funny that since I put this chain on, these bitches appear quicker than state bomb. While they belong something they can't ever smoke. We that can't pronounce, man, this shit I leave on Zeta Stone. This man can single-handedly say the coach. You got a spark, you need some lighter, man, you Sammy Sosa. So get it right, okay, you boner, man, I'm with the owner. You know my drive is retarded like I'm riding donuts. Picture me rolling, young, handsome, and focused. Got that vision of Pac, throwing Brandon and Oprah. Michelangelo portrait me, Maya Angelou. Michael Jordan performance, nigga, I'm actually all of it. Yeah, I'm just a poor with some hang time. Home, Rudy Shakespeare, I just stay nice. Miami Nights, made a couple grand. I complain, TSA can kick my ass. Lord forgive me, I'm trying, no, I ain't living right. But this card of tricking with got no limit, right? And this life, you dare, rumble, I ain't living right. They on my ass like a Santa, make them take a hike. Good night.
All we want is opportunity.
Lord knows.
It's MMG, baby. The dream team.
Better believe it.
I made it myself, got some self-made. Fire starter put me anywhere, I just blaze. Dropped out of school, never made it to the 12th grade. I'm so fucking raw, haters hoping that I catch A. Motivated just from being broke. Had a dream like Martin Luther, a little bit of hope. Sam Rosa never wrote, Malcolm never spoke. They probably find me in the woods, hanging from a rope. Instead they locked me in a cell, just for selling dope. When people told me I was fine, I used to tell them no. Cause I was never hesitant to represent. Double knocking at the door, screaming, let me in. Tell her on it, hit the left when we stepping in. Charlie Sheen on them haters, they don't wanna let me win. Nah, niggas, they don't wanna let me win. But I'ma build the ground up, let's begin. I kill these rappers early in the game. Abortion, spit a verse like, let me get your fans. Extortion, send these niggas back to where they came. Depulsion, make them forfeit in them porches. It's on their horses, 9-11, somebody call them. Kim will walk across the over, somebody falling. Jump back. I hit the shot, somebody ballin'. I'm at the dealer and I hear that Maserati callin'. Black and white diamonds looking like my neck be volleyballin'. In this country looking like somebody potted on it. I don't got it. Join the Illuminati just to get a new Bugatti. I'm just riding, I done put a million miles all on my body. I'm gone.
Born to win. Look around. From the projects to the penthouse. Our vision never changed. We self-made. Count that up. Huh.
Self-made, self-paid, man. P-I-L-L in the building.
ATL.
Don't get your motherfucking roll on. 8 in the morning when that street clock busts. Kitchen overload, so not turn. The aisle burn, vacant soda pole. The clientele buy and sell like a punch. I rock it, margins increase. Exit the V with my gun out. Out with it, out fox, you overmatched. House hidden, drop top, the focus match. This is fine dine takeout. First date makeout. Diamonds line the lens, the camera, me and on the stakeout. As I exit the steakhouse, pockets on humongo. Philosophical dollar in Prada, well as the Congo. Africana, black is gonna be my attire. Marijuana, marijuana, stick to get higher. Yes, we blow stress through the vents of the Marriott. We self-made, carry on while we carry out.
If I woke up tomorrow and didn't have a dollar, as long as I have my heart, I can get it all over. rock on fools, baby. The lovely teacher Moses, self-made.
Maybach Music.
Y'all know how we do each and every Friday, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, north and south. Y'all know we got love for it. So y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We playing nothing but hot music over here. We have nothing but hot artists coming through, and you know we got that hot ass news. But I got a hot artist on the line right now by the name of YNB. Why not be? What it do, man?
What it do, yo?
You already know. You got to have some more energy. You coming on Frontline Fridays. Hold on. Let's back that up. Why not be? What it do, yo?
I say, what's going on, Mr. Diva, man? Kizzle.
You already know how we doing, man. We getting the Frontline Fridays on. Why not be? We had this hot mess news today. 21-year-old female from the Bronx killed her 5-year-old son because he broke the TV playing Wii. She lashed out. She got very angry. She ended up punching the boy in the stomach twice, him in the back twice, and the boy died slowly from internal injuries. And I wanted to get your feedback. Also, what advice would you give to the young mother that's out there? Because if he's 5 and she's 21, that means she had him when she was 16.
Yo, that's unbelievable. You know, people, crazy world we stay in, though. But you really just can't kill your son over, really can't kill your son over a Wii, over because he broke the TV. That's so much material thing, but. Yo, where's the value in life at then? As a mother, jeez, that's cruel. Like, I hope they get her the maximum, to be honest.
Well, she did get murder, and she got charged with murder and manslaughter, too. I think that's what she got charged with. But again, you be very, very careful. And all my young queens, you know, I know you getting all hot and bothered down. You think you need something to cool it off, or you want to be with somebody because you want somebody to love you and somebody to belong to. But you can't love nobody else until you love yourself first, queen. You got to understand that for my older queens out there, too. Can't nobody love you unless you love yourself first. That's very important. And once you get to a point of you loving yourself first, you can see in color. Because a lot of us went through that wanting, not the other figures growing up and putting the our codependency, and it becomes codependency into a man. And at the end of the day, it be the wrong guy, and y'all don't end up being with each other at the end of the day. And now you have a child that you have to be responsible for and take care of. And I'm pretty sure that queen brought that weed for that baby to play with, but I think she had a lot more frustration and something going on with her rather than him breaking the television. So we need to be clear of who we are first and understand that 90% of your attitude is 90% of what your reaction is going to be. So if somebody hurt you or you upset with your kid or something like that, do not respond when you're angry. You may want to come back later and say, look, I don't like how you make me feel. I ain't feeling that you made me feel that way, and I don't have to be bothered with you. You have to control your own destiny's queens. Otherwise, you will end up in jail. And she definitely has a double loss because she lost her son, her child, her little son. He's so beautiful. And on top of that, she lost her freedom. So she's definitely going to be taking the end of the stick. But YDB is a great father, and he's definitely somebody that I can give praises to as far as raising his girls. So, you know, all my young people out there, please, I know y'all ain't going to stop fucking, so just use condoms. And even Mary Kay said it. I know y'all ain't going to stop, so just use some condoms. Let's go to the hotlines and get some more love before we get to more of this music. 585-465, you're now live on Diva Spot. Frontline Fridays, what's your name and where you calling from?
This is Mr. Brinson calling all the way down from the N.O.
What's going on, my G? Welcome to the show. How at us, man. Give us your feedback.
Hey, I just got on, so I really got to listen all over again, baby. That's all. I'm going to sit back for a little bit.
Oh, no problem. Well, we definitely going to get into more of this hot music. I got this song by B.O.P. I got a lot of songs by them, but it's definitely a hot joint. We're going to get into it, and we're going to get your feedback when we come back from this short break. Let's listen to Lady Gigi right now and watch her do her thing.
I'ma do it big, I'ma keep it deep. I do it for the hood, I do it for the street.
Big shout out to Tack and Black, man. I see y'all live on the Twitter. Let's go, man.
I'm doing it big. I throw my money up. Money, 'cause I don't play that. I'm a real boss, boss. My purse fat. You say you got a man. Boo, where he at? He got my work, so he better bring my money back. If he don't, I got a couple goons to handle that. 'Cause I'm in the street, something like an alley cat. Open 7 days a week, like a laundromat.
Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, big shout out to all the people who are self-made out there. When I say self-made, you know what it is to work an 80-hour week, man. Big shout out to MMG. We about to get into this joint right here called Self-Made. Frontline Fridays, Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tay Black, Phenomenal, P9Radio.com. Let's go.
What is this? Maybach Music.
I like this Maybach music.
Sweet.
Gotta
handle your own.
Maybach music.
Just yeah, they try to tell me I don't fit up in this motherfucker. Cause Rose, they be talking, why you think he Uncle Ruckus? I left Jimmy, they was spinning silly on my bucket. And now I'm rolling with some cooler niggas I can fuck with. You buy the cooler, yeah, you niggas don't get no dick. Bitch, I think I'm Teen Wolf, dog nigga, ballin' bitch. Flies Ricky Steamboat, me and Mama Cino. I don't wear no 501,000 jean float. Funny how Poochie made all the states gone. I'm winning cause Ricky made my mistakes known. It's funny that since I put this chain on, these bitches appear quicker than state bombs. While they belong something they can't ever smoke. We that can't pronounce, man, this shit'll leave on set of stone. This man can single-handedly say the coach. You got a spark, you need some lighter, man, you Sammy Sosa. So get it right, okay, you bought her, man, I'm with the owner. You know my drive is retarded like I'm riding donuts. Picture me rolling, young, handsome, and focused. Got that vision of Paco, throwing Brandon and Oprah. Michelangelo portrait me, Maya Angelou. Michael Jordan performance, nigga, I'm actually all of it. Yeah, I'm just a poor with some hang time.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
Yeah, yeah, you're now live, Frontline Friday, Diva Spot ENT, host Diva Mary Kay, co-host Tate.
You already know what it is, man. I want to give a big shout-out to my was L. Blaze, man. He definitely be holding me down. He definitely calling the show. He definitely do what he's supposed to be doing, and he doing it big over there in Brick City. Y'all may want to holler at this young man, but I got a joint I want to play for him so he know what time it is.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Peanut butter jelly. 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 Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. Now where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. Now.
Blaze right there, man. I'm going to stop cutting up and acting a fool. TGIF, thank God it's Friday on Frontline Fridays. You already know Diva Mary Kay with co-host Tay Black. I'm going to pass it over to you, Tay, and go ahead and sip my Corona.
Oh, man. Can I, do you mind if I have a little bit of that? Can I get that through the G-Chat or something like that? Can I get that through Gmail?
Oh, no, honey, you didn't put in on this. I'm sorry, not today. You know, I'll buy you whatever you like, but today you did not put in on this, and we're going to have to catch you next round with the Diva card and the Don cards, man.
Not even mad. See, that's why y'all got to put in on that, because if not, Diva Mary Kay going to assassinate you. I'm telling you. Speaking of assassins. Gray, Royce the 5'9", assassins. Here we go.
In 2013, the world government placed sanctions against free-thinking individuals in order to force people to adhere to one way of life. An independently funded organization called hired 100 assassins to infiltrate the headquarters where the files of enslaved people were kept. These 100, 97 were captured, tortured, and executed. Only three remained, the third of which was said to own an arsenal that would rival an entire city's police force. The second was rumored to be able to move throughout space and time. And the first?
One.
Fasting at lead belts for the last of the three assassins on Earth. The first flash in her purse with a heat belt. They call me Jean McCoy.
The police and the employee.
Deploy deplorable through audible destructive actions. Attract the decoy.
After.
I'm passing the life over. He'll deliver it through rivers to Hades. I'm cold deliberate lady. My foes limited. Pray me some praise. Stay on your toes, villains. It's gray in your days. Whistling.
Hey.
Listening line packed in six, six design. Racked with a six mind. Trapped in six bitch frames. Drug you with strychnine and I drink you drunk and it's mine. Getting to you dick brain. I'm just itching to split veins.
Bitch line.
Click James. Fuck your lies. Sick brains. Nigga kick rocks. A kick rhyme. To the pain.
Nigga riddle liver.
Sipping it like a free time.
me why I'm highly regarded as God body, probably. Marge is a mixture of Marcus Garvey, Miles Davis, and Bob Marley. Never skateboard slang like gnarly, more like weeding my whip on a way to get top like Charles Barkley. You are hardly prepared to spar when I'm off and spark me. I'm gambit with the ace of spades, I'm mastering archery. Funicular, particularly the vernacular, specifically the fit, so when I spit it, it's spectacular and accurate. When I attack, I'm more legend than Acura. Flip Bloomberg, the bird, bitch, more blood than Blackula. More crypt encrypted scriptures encrypted with backwards vernacular. Plus thicker than most ugly, close and fatal attraction, I am. That nigga for real. First cat for the smack and the next rapper that uses the term swagger raptor. These three assassins get the ass whipping. Prepare for a professional ass that can shape shit, spit, hollow sit clips, mainly. Sick, ain't he? Make you shoot your best friend in the face. Dick Cheney. My life is like a documentary film depicted in black and white flicks, grainy. I'm on Guantanamo Bay, taking pics in a Captain Morgan pose. With my left foot on a pile of the Cheney steaming. We are renegades. Fuck you, pay me.
Who? I Where
know.
The fuck? No.
I know.
Where the fuck is Clay?
He's gonna be here. He gave me his word. Trust me.
Yeah, he does this every time.
He's gonna be here. Trust me.
He's gonna ruin this mission for us. Again.
Here he comes now.
I'll be riding around with a stripper slash burlesque model. I make it pop like my cock in a Durex condom. I'm a opposite artist. I find irony in going from being like a stone in the grass to rock in the garden. The same irony is going from fully automatic in the backyard to having a whole machine behind me. I take my Australian bitch and show her some other things. She know my stroke is deadly, so she gave me bloody brain. Don't try to get familiar if I don't feel you in person. I flip the script and I'll accidentally kill you on purpose. The bad is what I'm flailing. I got so many furs, Peter gonna paint flash me when they see me, no matter what I'm wearing. Your bitch about to open up, sniff some blow off of my dick. Guess you can say she on my coconut. I'm on point like Chris Paul. You on point like an Atlantic City hooker that licks bomb. I'm about to flip in this bitch like Dominic Dawg and shut shit down like a car when it stalls. I am the deadliest rapper. You claiming that you flow like water, but really y'all niggas heavy and backwards. Marshall hit the jackpot with the flow that I got. I'm knowing I'm hot as my shoulders stop holding my crotch. My whip cleaner than Amish men and honest men. Two diamonds with me like I'm a twin, cause I'm a 10.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
I let you into my diary to admire me. The makeup of this man, I let you see the higher me. The self-righteous drug dealer dichotomy. I'm drawn from both sides, I am Siamese. The tug of war opens the door in Trotter. Rip me apart and see what's inside of this pinata. Enrolling kilos in Jim Strata, that's one saga. One chapter of black magic, I'm Harry Potter. Feels like I'm doomed to dealing with women who relationships with their fathers won't allow us to bloom and blossom. I swear them Vegas nights was fucking awesome, but adios, I blow my own dice before I toss them. Lost some niggas, some other niggas double crossed them. Trying to snatch my niggas back, I blew a small fortune. Wrestle with the work, we was like the four horsemen. Ric Flair with the flame, I'm motherfucking gorgeous. Had the gold wing doors lift, Karate Kid crane kick, no Jaden Smith. Whiter than that coke brush that they paint me with. Sunk leather seats softer than an angel's kiss. But they devil red, tires double tread. I post and parks up, that gets me double head. Tight rope walking, trying to keep a level head. But bright lights blind, look at what the devil did. She left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas. They'll do everything in their power. Stomp near the stove when you're rising like flour. Make your cake fall when you're threatening the tower. It's 911, you're on your 25th hour. Hasta la vista, I'm stepping out the bleachers. How the tide turns when the pupil's now the teacher. The game can't grow by just following the leaders. You gotta be better than the ones who precede you. Yeah, upgrade them, upstage them. Change the whole body shape and just update them. Pagans, Reagan era, Iran, contraband.
Money calls turf wars through the promised land. First time being rich could be a common man. The guy Fishers had the blueprints and diagrams. We just took what we needed and we built on it. Lord forgive me for the blood that I spilt on it. He left the door open, gave a fuck if I'm famous. I write this alone in Vegas. Camouflage, street money, party nights with the A-list. I write this alone in Vegas. Remember nights when my team blew it all on the tables. I write this alone in Vegas. I'm the only one left and the memory's fading. So I write this alone in Vegas.
Yeah, fear of God, niggas. Got me feeling like Pop. This the realest shit I ever wrote. Who you know? Sit in New York for 2 days around Grammy winners. Come back home straight to the money getters. About $14,000 worth of 20. Brown paper bag money. Yeah, I call that a good weekend. Re-up gang forever. Long live the cane coming soon. Madness, my brother, I love you. Labadon.
The world is big. Work out for me. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No, man, I know it's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is this a real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well, then, let me see you get high and go low. Now, girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm hit for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me. Work out for me.
Them bud with the big old chains, ride around town in the big old range. I knew it when I rock big old chains. Not a little nigga doing big old things. Would you look at that? I came back for it, just to get to you, like you asked for. Man, that thing in them jeans too fat for it. 3 pounds, so I caught off the backboard. I told a baby girl, come here. Know I run the town even when I ain't from there. And I brag hardly, but just to show up at this party I made with your nigga, making one. Yeah, that's unfair, but so is life. Take a chance, roll the dice. Money can't buy your love, cause it's overpriced. Don't overthink, just hope it's right. I'm only here for the night. Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't see your man. No man, I know what's on your brain. You probably hope it never would end. Like, is this a real thing? Or is it just a one night stand? Well then, let me see you get high and go low. Now girl, won't you drop that thing down to the flow? I'm here for one night, how far will you go? I wanna see you
work out for me.
This is Phenomenal Radio.
Getting out live, Frontline Friday, as we draw to an end, I just want to give a special shout-out to everybody that tuned in tonight, everybody that was a part of the, you know, the whole show, you know, Frontline Friday, man. Diva Mary Kay, she really put me on to something. Like, you know, it actually takes a lot of work behind the scenes to put together, like, a dope show like this. And, you know, I just want to give her a big shout-out to, you know, really schooling me to, you know, working the switchboards, doing the promo, preparing the show, getting the playlist. You know what I mean? All that good stuff. So big shout-out to at Diva Mary Kay. Shout-out to our guest tonight, man. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, man. Y'all can archive the show, pull it up, get all that info, all that contact info, reach out to everybody. Shout-out to everybody. Shout-out to Future Group 100. Diva Mary Kay, any last words?
You already know, definitely got to give a shout-out, first and foremost, to thank God for making this possible on today where we can do something that's of value to not just ourselves but for all the people around us, Lord. So we thank you for blessing us with these skills and being able to do something positive rather than negative on today. Also want to give a big shout-out to all the listeners, everybody that called in, everybody that listened online, everybody that told a friend to tell a friend, you all on your smartphones. This is a big shout-out to you because without y'all, we wouldn't be able to do it. And most definitely my co-host, Tay Black. Tay Black been rocking with me for a minute. He has definitely made Frontline Fridays a dope show, and we got a great, great chemistry. So Frontline Fridays really wouldn't be what it is without Tay Black, to tell you the truth. And also big shout out to Phenom Radio and Slate Stone and the whole crew over there. Y'all know how to sit down. We do this each and every Friday. We're all for the benefit of the artists. So if you want to get your music played on Frontline Fridays, or you want to get an interview and get spins, all you have to do is hit us up at, either hit me up at divaspotent1@gmail.com, or you can hit me on Twitter at Diva Mary Kay. Also, hit up Tay Black on Twitter at TayBlack84, and you can definitely get his email so you can go ahead and get your music played and we'll direct you in the right direction. Again, big shout out to our guests on the show today, Buko and DJ, with the hot cut that we played, What It Is. We definitely going to have them come back to Frontline Fridays. Big shout out to everybody that called on the line. Big shout out to BGs, man. Definitely a big dog doing it over there in the NY, man. Who else we had? Chack and Black, big shout out to Chack and Black. Big shout out to Icebreaker Radio, man. Big shout out to Nikki Rich for tuning in live to the show. Big shout out to Jay Bleen. Big shout out to D Slate, man. We basically just getting it in like this each and every Friday. L Blaze. And if I forgot you, you know Diva Mary Kay got love for y'all. Again, we about to get out of here and make sure we keep bringing y'all hot indie artists and hot indie music, man. We out, yo.
Baby, lose your clothes for me and let me see you pose. Girl, do your thing while I get you on the camera phone. And you my glamour chick, my X-rated pose. This for my eyes only.
This is Phenomenal Radio.